Hello, everyone. Our subject tonight is God is our refuge. And I'm going to read from 2 Samuel, chapter 22, verses 2 and 3. I'd like to say a few words before that. David spoke the words of this song to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And he says, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge." You will also find these same words in Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 to 3. In his introductory words of praise, David knows very well that the Lord is the one who has delivered him and affirms that the Lord is everything to him. Just listen to what he says. What he gives the Lord. Look, my strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my shield, my salvation, my stronghold, my refuge. He was overwhelmed by what the Lord has done, that he could not find worthy words of thanks and praise to express himself for God's miraculous deliverance. His heart and lips burst with the following song. He shouts, "I love you, Lord." Period. David had this inner resource, his deep relationship with God, regardless what he went through. When at the end of the day, he sat down to rest, he reviewed the many situations he faced and how God preserved him and saved his life many times, and the lives also of the people who were fighting with him. He knew that he has a refuge in the Almighty. Do you have that kind of inner resource? When you are under attack from the devil, or when you face difficult situations, you have a fortress that can withstand the enemy's assault. All of us need fortifications for life. But every provision we make in the flesh away from God cannot stand the attacks when the enemy strikes. That was the secret of David. He was always working with God. He always asked God what to do. And this was the secret of his success. We need to turn to our source of life, our Savior, our trust, our Lord, our only refuge, our soul who promised to fight with us and for us. And he always gives us the victory according to his will. To sum it up, God must be everything to his children. It is said that Tennyson was walking one day in a beautiful flower garden when a friend said to him, "Mr. Tennyson, you speak so often of Jesus Christ. Will you tell me what Christ really means to your life?" Mm-hmm. Tennyson stooped down, pointing to a beautiful yellow flower, said, "What the sun is to the flower, Jesus Christ is to my soul." In other words, he is everything to me. David in the above psalm credits all his triumphs to God. And he sets himself to magnify the miraculous deliverances God has accomplished to him, for him. And the more threatening the danger, the greater was God's deliverance to his beloved king. So it is with us. The more complicated situations we face and difficult circumstances we encounter, it should bring us closer in our walk with him and guarantees us more direct answers to our prayers. Above all, we should always be thankful for his deliverance. You know, he runs to our rescue all the time. Remember, he's our refuge, our stronghold, and our safety. And you know, if we take everything to him in prayers, he will listen. If we are praying children, we shall find a prayer-hearing God. Isn't that true? There's a verse that has been always dear to my heart and encouraged me a lot in my walk since I was young. This verse in Proverbs 18:10. And it says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower, more than a refuge, a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe." Our safety is in him. David's life was filled with wars, intrigues, and troubles. He experienced treachery and oppression. He lived in caves and was running for his life for many years. But through it all, he kept his faith in God and his hope in the one who saved him. He had many faults also, personal problems, but he rose above them and kept his hope in the only one who saved him. He writes in Psalm 62 from verse 5 to 8. I'm going to read it because it touched me and I hope it will do the same to you. "My soul await in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be shaken. On God, my salvation and my glory rest. The rock of my strength, my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, O ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us." Shouldn't that be our song? Shouldn't that be our verses on a daily basis? David was never disappointed. God came through for him. He knew whatever happens, he can depend on the rock of his salvation. God proved to him that he is the only safe refuge and hope, especially in dangerous times. Friends, God did not change. The God of David is our God. He is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let us at this crucial time in our lives come closer to him, fully trust him, and renew our relationship with him, for his faithfulness endures forever. And as we continue our journey through this troubled world, daily facing the challenges of this epidemic and many other things along the way, may we just take a glimpse at David's life and his trust in his Lord that never fails. There are many lessons to be learned there. I hope that we will be encouraged by God's faithfulness, knowing that we have him on our side. And he remains our guide, our fortress, our stronghold, and our refuge. Amen. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.